Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The right fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Meyer. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Bob Meyer. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Fernandez. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Len Bomer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kekik. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mike Kekik. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Michael fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. One out. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kekec moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kekec moves to third. Clark moves to second. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley bunts towards the mound. Kekec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill misplays the ball. That's an error on Gill. Mercer moves to third. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenny strikes out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Clark fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen strikes out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kekec fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kekec hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a pop-up towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hovley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Comer moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibbs for a passed ball. Comer moves to third. Goosen moves to second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a pop-up towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenny hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Mike Kekik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kekik hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michael bunts towards the mound. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Clark moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. Michael tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing center field. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobley bunts between the mound and first base. Kekik scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Wayne Comer. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's Pilots, 1, Yankees, 1. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 3 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goosen hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. the Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing right field. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bomer hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 3 in the game. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibbs bunts towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. John Donaldson now playing second base. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Donaldson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bomer scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Ron Woods. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. Two outs. Len Bomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomer is 0 for 4 in the game. Bomer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 4 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Diego Segui. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a pop-up towards first. Bomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 4 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Schappe pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Tom Schappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schappe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schappe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Yankees 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 4 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive towards third. Kenny reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 4 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Harper is walked intentionally. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Harper moves to third. It's 2-1, Pilots. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Pilots. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 5 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jean Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Womack covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.